and I'd be sort of like this close to it all the time. But now I'm back here. I mean, this is where I'd normally be. See the FOV change.
The FOV change.
Oh. Look at it. That's kind of.
It's kind of juicy, bro.
It's kind of what? Bussing.
What the fuck have I done now?
Are you okay?
Help, I'm falling.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
What's up, guys? It's Benly Talks here.
It's Benly Talks here.
I'm Benly Talks, and this is Finn. Welcome to Benly Talk with Finn.
Yep.
Yep.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
Welcome to our 11th.
Naughty.
This is our 11th episode, Ben.
Yep.
We finally found time.
Yep.
It's been very busy with work, with your work, like obviously, especially, which sucks. Hello. But you know, we say every time, we'll get around it.
Yep.
There will be. Because I did the saying goodbye video. I also edited our first stream, so that's good. Yeah, but we're here with the 11th episode. We were thinking, wow, what should we talk about? we were thinking.
Why?
We were thinking, we need something interesting, something that we both have seen or know about. We don't want it to be, you know, fucking terrible. And we thought, WandaVision. The first four episodes of WandaVision are out currently. I don't know how many more there are. I think there's 10 in the series. No, 9. 8? 9? I can check. I closed down IMDb. I closed it down.
You idiot.
Oh, Control-Shift-T. So, it appears there is 9 episodes. Nice. So, we're Change roughly number. At the halfway point. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Why 9? Why not 10?
Maybe it's... Wanda was in the last episode, right?
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
She was in the episode 4. Oh, yeah, so it's 9, yeah. So she would be in every episode, I would imagine. Well, maybe. There you go. That was a good episode.
Episode 1 was quite interesting, I thought.
All of them are quite interesting.
But I think to go into a TV show and expecting Marvel. Marvel haven't done anything like this yet. This is such a curveball. Maybe we're going to see this. Well, I mean, this is the first Disney Plus series. So maybe they're all going to be a bit out there. But this was so odd to start watching a show with two characters we know already and we've seen since 2015 was when Wanda was introduced. 2016 when Vision was introduced. Into the MCU, at least. And to sort of start watching a episode and think, this is in black and white. This is in the aspect ratio of an old 50s TV. It's done like a sitcom. Everything is period correct. And it's so odd to see these two, who we know from the late teens to sort of 2020.
Yeah, it was... I remember when it was like... Not announced that it was going to be a sitcom, but when it first came out and everyone was like, what the fuck? As you say, it's like not what you'd expect Marvel to do. But like, so far, at least, they have fucking pulled it off because it's just so interesting to watch. And it was, the first few episodes are really funny, like a sitcom would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think...
But then you get the feeling there's something's up. Each episode has the little... It just has like a
little
bits.
A little moment where you just go, what the fuck? And then it goes back to being a 50 sitcom or a 60 sitcom or a 70 sitcom. It's very good. And I think Elizabeth Olsen, well, I mean, she's just fucking amazing, isn't she? She's gorgeous. You can't not like Elizabeth Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Bettany is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I think he is just so... I think people kind of like not forget that he's like... I mean, Paul Bettany has obviously been... He was Jarvis, right? Yeah,
he's been
Jarvis.
In the MCU the same length of time as Iron Man.
Yeah. And I think people kind of just put him down as this one role. So people thought that he wouldn't be able to do like a kind of comedy, like a sitcom-y kind of thing. But he is actually was in, what was he in? Oh, I'm going to click on his name.
He's in Legion. You know what? I know that much.
Nah, but it was something like, oh, Knight's Tale. He was.
Oh my God, yeah, he was. Yeah,
he was. I knew it was something von with Heath
Ledger. That's a good film.
Oh, I didn't know he was in Solo. That's weird.
Yes, he was. Kinlan Voss.
Dryden
Voss, that's it.
I mean, I'm correcting it as if I knew. I'm reading it right there. Anyway,
I'm thinking Kinlan Voss is a different Jedi. My bad.
So I thought that was fucking cool. Because, yeah. I mean, Paul Bettany, he's just very funny. He kind of has that kind of, like, real... He really has a Britishness to
him. Yeah, I was going to say. He is now like, the Brit of
one
Marvel.
Joke, this is actually so a bit random. But, like, when they were... Like, in the show, I can't remember who they were talking to. It might have been Agnes or something. He said, like, oh, this is Wanda. She's from Europe. As if he's not also from Europe and also not from the US, which I thought was funny. But then, speaking of Agnes, I remember when I now know her name, Catherine Hahn. She is fucking amazing. She's so good at being, like, a side character. Not in, like, a... insulting way,
no,
but she just fits into every like character that she is, and because she's always just there kind of like just pushing the story along with her side character, or like a, you know, not the main attraction, but like if she wasn't there it'd probably be very different, because she's amazing. She's so good, and she fits like the times perfectly, like whether it was, I mean everyone did, because it's Marvel, they probably even paid a lot of attention to detail with it. But
she seemed to play the character period correct as well. The 50s one was very much like,
yeah, it was very, yeah, what you'd expect from a 50s, like, but two housewives interacting. It felt very like that's exactly how it was.
She's going to be more than a side character. If what I think is going to happen is happens, because this WandaVision seems to be based off the comics The House of M, which in the comics is where WandaVision gets rid of mutants. So Agnes, who is a witch in the comics, who is married to Mephisto, who is the devil, who we think Ralph might be her husband. In the comics, she and Mephisto were trying to get Wanda to produce offsprings. Now, she does, and they're two mutants. It's all long-winded and all weird, but this is what it's based off. Now, Wanda, in episode 3, gave birth to twins. That is the two kids, the two mutants, and they're named... Was it... Tommy... Tommy and Billy, yes. That is the names of the two mutants. They're like, one's a super speed guy, one's got telekinesis.
Very cool.
Then what I think is going to happen is, instead of Wanda saying no more mutants and evaporating them all and killing them all off, this is going to be the entryway for mutants into the MCU, like they've said it's going to happen. And I think she's going to say, let there be mutants, because she's given off her offspring mutant powers. Then we see Wolverine come in, we see all the other mutants appear, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty fucking cool. That is fucking cool.
Another detail with episode 4, which was last Friday,
they
mentioned about now they're doing unmanned missions into space, right? What group of four people went on a manned mission to space and had an accident and came back and now all have superpowers? The Fantastic Four. I think the sword is setting up the Fantastic Four with that, because they're confirmed to be coming now.
Yeah.
So I think WandaVision is probably
how Chris Evans was a Fantastic Four member.
Yes,
but then he was also Captain
Storm.
America. Yes. Was Michael B. Jordan also part of the...
Yeah, in the newer remake, he was also Johnny Storm. And now he was...
Okay.
Obviously, they weren't in the MCU, those two. They were Fox-owned ones. But yeah, so he was...
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay. It's quite amusing. and now they're bringing it back. I don't know who they've cast. I think John Krasinski might be Reed Richards.
Oh, which is good casting.
I think.
I'm glad John Krasinski might be coming into the. I'd rather him be in Marvel than a DC film.
I can't remember who else is coming in. I know Christian Bale's coming in,
but that's fucking cool, man. I like how with Marvel, like it feels like everyone's starting to realize that it's like the bigger actors they get, the more pull they have for like the entire series as a general.
And also, they need more actors because at this point, if they want to introduce anyone new, they need new ones.
True.
Which is very, very cool.
It is. There was a little Easter egg with the, I can't remember the fucking officer's name. You know, the guy that did the card flick at the beginning.
Yep. Jimmy Woo, isn't it? Something like that.
Yes, something like that. I thought that was funny because when he does the card flick, I didn't piece it together at the time, but in Ant-Man, he asks,
how'd you do it, Ant-Man, Scott?
How'd you do it? And he was, you know, he just does it. Like as the woman's coming up, he just goes, he just does
close up magic. It's brilliant. I love little nods like that.
Yeah, it's little nods. We do love a callback.
Very, very
good. So it's a very small callback.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best. They're even better. They're sometimes even better than obvious ones.
Yeah, it's one of those ones as well. If you miss it, no biggie. It doesn't change the plot. It doesn't make you go, huh? What's that? You just go, if you have no clue what's going on, you just seem to flick his card out and go, whoa, that was interesting.
If you're watching WandaVision before you've seen Ant-Man, you just go, oh, he must, you know. If you know magic, you might realize that he's doing a card thing just for like maybe, oh, you know, maybe his character looks magic. Then you go, oh, you know, I haven't seen Ant-Man. You go watch Ant-Man. And then he's in that going, well, how do you do the card flick thing? And now he's like, ah, this is a callback. Or that was a callback to this moment. It's great.
It's very good. Very, very good.
I'm excited for the next few episodes of WandaVision. And I think I like the series now. Maybe it's just because it's Marvel. Like I've always been more of a movie guy than a TV guy. Like I've only seen like some of the big TV shows, you know, Breaking Bad and stuff. But like ultimately when it comes to like watching a TV series, I'm like not super into it. But Mandalorian changed my fucking opinion on that, because I like Star Wars. Obviously I'm not like super into it, we've already been over this, but like that TV show was like I needed to watch every episode. And now it's Marvel, and I love Marvel films, so why would I not give WandaVision a shot? And it's just fucking great. It's like little nuggets of Marvel films for 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
And I think that's because they've done it in a very different way. I don't like traditional TV shows. Can't, like Breaking Bad, not my sort of thing. There are certain ones where it's more like the episodes are a movie split into segments. That's what I like. Like Westworld. Loved Westworld. Because it was each one was an hour long.
Was Paul Bettany in Westworld? Someone was. I don't think it's Paul Bettany. No. I think I'm thinking of someone else.
Yes, you are. There was a few faces in bed. Stephen Ogg, the voice Trevor, he was in it. A couple others, but this is not about Westworld. But the Marvel ones, they're doing it in that sort of style. And same with The Mandalorian. I think because it's Disney, they know people are more, like the wider audience like movie style more than TV style.
Yeah.
Everyone prefers to go see a movie than just to watch TV, I think.
I don't know. I feel like it's a mix because now with like quarantines and lockdowns, people just had like so much more time dedicated to just like sitting on Netflix, etc. So I don't know, maybe TV series retain their kind of like binginess. Because people have just had so much free time. But I think you're right, kind of. Because I loved going to the cinema to watch films. That was, like, fucking awesome. It was just very expensive because cinemas in the UK are fucking corrupt for some reason. Like, why the fuck would I want to pay, like, upwards of, like, £10, £12 per person? Like, fuck you. No, I want to pay, like, a fiver. You're going to play the film anyway. You just fucking let me watch it. It's a fiver. Just let me go in.
Just play it anyway.
Like, you bought... Like, fuck you. Just, you don't need to get 13 quid per person, especially for something like... I don't know. I feel like they should adjust it, you know? Like, if it's a film that not many people are going to watch, then maybe you put the prices up to, like, kind of maybe, like, recoup some of the cost. But if it's going to be something, like, Avengers-related, Marvel-related, huge film, it's like, don't be a dick and charge... I don't know, obviously, like, this is not how business works, because obviously if you're going to have like a full house, you may as well milk everyone of all their money.
Oh, yeah.
But
then it's also the other way around as well. Like, if it's not
Exactly. But I think that's the problem. It's like, I feel like it's definitely going up in price. Like, student discount at one of the, I think it's Odeon, student discount in Bournemouth is fucking 12 quid. What? How does that make sense? 12 goddamn pounds, and that's me saying... I'm a student. I'm a film student. It'd be awesome if I could go see some fucking... 12 quid. Well, I'm going to go pirate it then.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just wait a year, pirate it. Like, fuck it, I don't care. Fuck those actors, I guess. You know?
Just like to clarify, Finn doesn't mean he actually pirates movies.
I don't.
Because that would be illegal. Josh, on the other hand, he does.
Josh, on the other hand, does. I don't think... Does Josh have Disney Plus? I don't
know.
No,
he doesn't. He's... Never mind that.
Nah, fuck him. Nah, Josh, this is cool out. Usually we call out Will. Will, you're safe. Josh, fuck you. You pirate shit. Stop doing that. Fucking... Go support artists and stuff.
Arr! Chump. Pirate?
I think Josh should have mutton chops.
And go around singing, soon may the weatherman come.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Anyway, Josh, if you don't... We're not... Here's the deal, man. We can't... We can't bring up to Josh that we've called him out.
No.
It's up to Josh. We'll know if Josh listens to the fucking podcast.
Yep.
Because
if he
will
doesn't, he'll... Fuck off, Josh.
Yeah. And grow up. Anyone listening who knows Josh, no one tell him. Yeah, no one tell him that we've called him out. It's up to Josh to figure it out. And then we'll know if Josh is actually a friend and if he listens to the podcast or if he's just like, oh, you
If
know.
He doesn't, we will remove the Call of Duty episode with him in it.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't even mind. That's definitely the weakest episode we've
done. It's because we call him Mr. Sexy, but is he? I think that's why it was weak. If we turned his camera off, absolutely fine.
Yeah, he really brought us down. Not going to lie.
So no, today we're talking about Call of Duty. You can see Ben and Finn. You'll just hear Josh and his annoying little voice.
Yeah, I mean, I fucked up as well that episode, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did. That was it was an accident. I was low at the beginning. It was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you've made your predictions about WandaVision, yes. About what you think could happen. I mean, obviously, again, like, I'm not, you know, I don't know the comics. Mm. All I'm going off is what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't know what to expect. It's kind of exciting, though. Like, it's not a show where I'm like, oh, you know, what could happen? It's more just like, what could happen? Like, I'm like waiting. I'm like, oh, it's Friday. Like, gonna log in Disney Plus, give that a watch. You know, I think it's great. I think the acting's great. Oh, just everything about it. Like, it's just they just did it so well.
And like, all the way through, you feel uneasy in the first three episodes. I felt uneasy all the time.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God,
this is going too well.
When let me get her name. I don't want to fuck it up. No. Why does she have a fucking line? Monica. Who's that?
Yeah, Monica Rambeau.
Yeah. Was her name Monica when she was...
She was...
I don't remember a fucking, like, show name. I can't find...
I can hear Vision going, oh, where's so-and-so?
Geraldine. When Geraldine said to Wanda, Ultron, that was like a, whoa. That was like
he
a whoa, fuck.
By Ultron. It's like, well, at first, when Wanda mentions Pietro and her accent reverts to the Sokovian accent, then Geraldine goes, he was killed by Ultron. And then you see the tone drop. And there's no more smiley. Just... And she's just straight faced, evil.
Yeah, it became very tense. It was a very tense situation.
And then when they revisited that bit and showed us what actually happened to Geraldine going blasted out. When Vision comes in the room and goes, Wanda, where's Geraldine? and you can see Wanda sit there. Vision's grey in the back. And I was thinking, he looks dead. And then it pans around. It's the hole in his head where the Mind Stone's ripped out.
Dude.
He stood there dead. That jumped properly. I was like...
yeah, that was fucking... Do you know what else was a fucking, like, low-key scary? Is when, I think it was episode 2 or 3, when it rewound.
The beekeeper. When the beekeeper came out of the hole.
No, or... I mean when it fucking... When the show rewinded itself.
But it's done it a few times.
What?
It did it in...
No. What? No, where it was, like, obvious. Like, you could see, like, the pause. And then they, like, redid... It was, like, as if they redid the scene.
Yeah, that was the beekeeper scene. Where the beekeeper came out of the ground and Wanda just goes, no. And then they go, rewound back in.
Okay, wait. I'll make it more specific. When they were on the sofa...
Yes.
And fucking, what's his name? Vision comes walking around. And he sits down. And then... Don't I can't remember what they were talking about. Yes. And then something's fucking... Wrong here. Like, and then he looks... He looks at the camera for like a split second. He like looks at the camera and then it rewinds. And
you just see him. I think that one as well. It wasn't even like a proper rewind. They jump cut twice. It went like blip, blip, blip. And then carried on.
Oh my God, that is just.
And you can see that's Wanda controlling the reality in there. What Westview is a pocket town, like pocket reality. The Wanda is influencing the whole time.
Yeah.
That's why, and as we've seen in episode 4, how all the radiation coming out is making a TV show. She's making her own little reality to fit how she wants. So when the beekeeper, which we found out was a sword scientist, entered, he's warped from his scientist suit to a beekeeper suit. The drone that goes flying in from
became
the heli. Then you've got when Herb was stood at the wall soaring through it, he was glitching out.
Yeah.
Because Wanda's not concentrating. And he's saying... Because we're all something. And I think he was going to say, because we're all trapped. Wanda's trapped all these real residents, apart from Agnes, who wants them to be there so she can control Wanda to produce babies.
It is... The thing, it was just... It really fucked me up, the rewind bits. Like, because you think, what the fuck just happened? And then like, I can't get over the way he like looked at the camera. That like really fucked me up. I like because it was like oh God, you seen Nightcrawler?
Yes.
Yeah, you know where he like fucking smashes the mirror,
mm-hmm.
and because of the like mirror like coming out like of the fucking thing, it like angles his face to directly at the camera,
mm-hmm.
and he like looks in the lens, and that's like hella unsettling. And it was like the same kind of energy. Where, like, fucking Vision just, like, looks at the camera and then it just gets, like, fucking yeeted back a bit and, like, has to redo the scene.
Another unsettling bit was in episode 1 when Vision's boss and boss's wife come over. He starts to choke and she's there laughing and smiling but sort of consistently going, stop it. Stop it. That was horrible.
Yeah. Goodness.
Then it's also weird how each time something weird happens, Vision has to reveal his powers and everyone just shrugs it off. Like with the Doctor, he just sprints, you know, people are shrugging it off. And that's Wanda correcting it.
Yeah, making it just seem like it was
like
nothing.
Going on.
Yeah, that's I remember bringing that up, but like I remember thinking about that. Like, you know, you can't just like run up on your... Like, okay, hey, the Doctor saw a pregnancy go from, like, 4 months to 9 months in about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then Vision sprints over to him before he goes on holiday and it's like, you know, she's going into labor. And he's like, okay, gets on his back. And they sprint to the house, literally in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and then just the Doctor's like, oh, you know, cool.
And Vision, when he takes the thing out of the guy's throat because he's choking, just phases through.
Yeah, just fucking...
And they all just sort of go... All right, we're going to go now. That's enough wizardry for one day.
Yeah, that's enough. Vision is actually just a wizard.
He's not like a...
Wanda's probably more of a wizard. Whereas
her name, it's Scarlet Witch, so...
That makes sense, actually.
Vision
is... Kind of weird that her second name is Witch, though, don't you think?
No.
No, it's a show name, so, I mean, obviously it doesn't matter. I was just, come on, man, like, what kind of second name is Witch, anyway?
It's actually Wanda Maximoff.
No.
If you want to get techie with it.
Well, that's the opposite of going techie with it, because that's her actual, that's her name.
You know what is interesting?
Whereas Scarlet Witch is a superhero name. It's like Captain America. Obviously, his name is not Captain America. His name is Steve Rogers.
Iron Rogers.
I am.
Spider Parker. Peter Man. you know what's interesting?
Anyway, yeah.
The stone in Vision's head gave Wanda her powers. The thing that keeps Vision alive is the thing that gave Wanda her powers. That's why Wanda can control Vision. That's fact.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why Wanda is one of the most powerful people in the whole universe, because she can control down to a T. Yeah. An Infinity Stone without bending its will or anything.
I want to bring up that one interview. You must have seen this on TikTok, of the guy asking Kevin Feige, like, who he considers, like, was it the strongest superhero or something?
It was the most powerful.
Most powerful, yeah. And you know, people are thinking, like, you know, so and so. And Kevin Feige's just like, well, you know, Wanda, like, could have killed Thanos. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, and he's like, but it was like sheer desperation or some shit like that. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what he said. But I just think that's fucking crazy, because, like, you, it is right. Like, she is just so unbelievably, like, powerful in comparison to, like, other people. Like, Iron Man's, well, I mean, he's fucking dead. But, like, you know, when he was alive, you know, he was just a rich guy who had, like, tech. That's cool. He's a good superhero. He knows how to fight. Yeah, and he's just a smart guy. Steve Rogers, he's just fucking, what's it?
Well, he's old now. Like,
well, yeah, of course, again, he's also, like, not around. But, like, he was just loyal, was just, you know, he had just super strength and metabolism. Yeah, determined. He was just, like, he had his good morals, you know, and that's what made him a hero, is he was just, you know, yeah, he could fucking yeet a shield and know exactly how to, like, ricochet it off about 8 things before hitting the guy. You know, his brain is just so good. But then you think of, like, Hulk, and Hulk is meant to be, well, I remember when he was introduced, like, considered, you know, fucking really goddamn strong, yeah. You know? Like, he's a goddamn Hulk, you know? But then Thor is a goddamn god. He is a god.
I think the top dogs at the moment are Thor, still.
Yeah.
I mean, Thor's always been up there. He got more and more powerful. Even though he's fat now, he's amazing.
Yeah, well, he got depressed, so it probably didn't seem like he was as powerful, but, like, his powers were always there, you know?
I mean, in Endgame, even though, I mean, he was there, fucking shit up. I think
he went Super Saiyan, didn't he?
With Wanda, 100%, because she nearly crushed Thanos if it wasn't for Thanos shooting down from his ship. And then Captain Marvel. On terms of raw power, it's between Thor and Captain Marvel, but Wanda probably could beat them too if she wanted to.
I was going to bring up Black Widow, because that movie is coming out at some point.
And Taskmaster.
I think people have forgotten that Black Widow film is coming out, because obviously it got delayed, and then WandaVision's out, so everyone's like, ah, WandaVision.
And then we got Shang-Chi as well.
Yeah, there's fucking loads of them coming out, and I think that they kept delaying bloody Black Widow because Disney don't want to release it on Disney Plus, not like they did with WandaVision, like a fucking, you know, obviously, I suppose that's a bit different, it's not quite the right comparison. They don't want to just put it on Disney Plus, like Soul, for example.
Because they want
a theatrical release and it to win awards, probably.
And not just to win awards, because that's where most of the money return comes from. From streaming, when you can pay £4 a month, they want all these people to go out and buy tickets and talk about it. And it makes it more public because people are going out. You see adverts outside. So I feel like they want to wait a bit. We got loads lined up though. Can't wait.
Oh, the Eternals. That's the one that I thought was really delayed. Yeah, because that's the one with I don't remember his name. The one that got fucking ripped. Like, you know, that comedy actor. Just got fucking jacked for no reason. There's the second Venom.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can't remember his name. Fuck, you know what? Let me find it. I'll see him. And I'll just go, yeah, that guy. Kumail Nanjiani. He was in...
Oh, yes!
Yeah, he got fucking, like, ripped. Yes. Like jacked as fuck. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You've also got the guy that played Robb Stark.
Yeah.
And there was also David Budd from...
I've just seen Harry Styles is going to be in The Eternals.
Yeah. He's quite a good actor.
Yeah, no, I'm not disputing that, because I really liked him in Dunkirk.
Mm.
But I'm just interested because, like, everyone else has a name. Like, Kit Harington, Richard Madden, Kumail Nanjiani, Angelina Jolie. They're all, like, they all have names. They're like, but Harry Styles is just, like, Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the Eternals.
Just me.
As who? Harry Styles. He's actually just performing, like, in the film. And they're just, like...
He's just the space.
You need to go. And he's just, like, oh, what? I'm Harry, you know? And then that's it.
Just... I'm Harry.
Roll Why credit. Does it say Google, mate? You fucked up here. I'm looking up Marvel Cinematic Universe 2021. I just Moon see the Knight. Suicide Squad, and it clearly says DC at the top of it. And then it says Zack Snyder's Justice League. Black Adam, that's DC as
They're
well.
They're all DC.
Get off this list. Google, figure it out.
We got Moon Knight, which is Oscar Isaac.
What the fuck is that? Oh, love Oscar Isaac.
That's going to really go into mental health of superheroes.
I just realised Venom 2 is being considered a horror.
Yes, because it's called Let There Be Carnage. And Carnage is an offspring of Venom, but about 20 times worse. Because he's not only the symbiote is vicious, but the body that he's taken over is a serial killer, played by Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
Eddie something. Nice. Other.
Cletus.
Cletus, that's... Oh, yeah, it's Eddie Brock.
Cletus Cassidy.
That's it, Cletus Cassidy.
Eddie Brock, yeah, Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock is...
I like how... See, this is Google just, like, making it too short. Like, it says Tom Hardy, Venom. Well, Tom Hardy is Eddie Brock, and then Venom is... Does Tom Hardy... No, Tom Hardy doesn't voice Venom, right? No,
I bet he does.
He probably does with it, like... Because, obviously, the voice is obviously being modulated or something.
No,
shit.
No, that's just Tom Hardy.
That's just how he talks.
Morning voice. They say to Tom Hardy, go out for a heavy drink, wake up at about 4 a.m. and do the lines for Venom.
Exactly. So this obviously isn't WandaVision related, but 7th of May 2021 is the UK release of Black Widow.
Nice.
That's what it's currently
be pushed
set
back.
As. David Harbour. My God, it's actually ridiculous. Like, it makes you realize, like, how many fucking huge actors there are. Because, you'll see ScarJo in something else. And you'll be like, oh, that's ScarJo. And, like, oh, now she's Black Widow. Then you see Rob Downey Jr. in something. You're like, I can't believe he was Iron Man. Now I'm looking at, like, David Harbour. I'm like, wow, weird. The guy from Stranger Things is going to be he's in a Marvel film. And it's like, oh, Christian Bale. Fuck, yeah, he's going to be in a Marvel film. Oh, Kumail Nanjiani. Oh, of course he's going to be in a fucking Marvel film. And then there's just loads. I'm like, Harry fucking Styles.
But then everyone now goes, oh, look at how many big people are in Marvel films. A lot of them were made big by Marvel films.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like
that
Chris Hemsworth. Obviously, he'd done a bit before, but him being Thor
Thor
and Avengers properly made him take off.
Yeah.
And same with Chris Pratt. He probably took off because of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, like he was kind of like a cult following because of him here on Parks and Rec. And then when he came out to be like getting into shape and everyone was like... Mm-hmm.
Man,
he's like big now.
He's
What was Elizabeth Olsen doing before?
Well, she's an Olsen twin, isn't she? They were doing fashion or something.
But when did she? Because I would say she's now just known as like an actress rather than like model / actress, like someone like Cara Delevingne was or some shit.
Yeah,
like. You know, oh, I want to be an actress, actor as well. And it's kind of like, no. She was in, what is all this? I've never heard of this. Like, I may have heard of it, but like not, it's not big. Yeah, it's the thing. It's like not big. Like, I don't know what any of that is. But then she was in, that was after. In 2013, she was in like quite a bit of things. She was in like something called Kill Your Darlings that had Daniel Radcliffe in it.
No idea what
she was in something... Harry Potter.
I know who that is, you idiot.
Oh, I thought you said... I have
no idea
who
what
that is.
Yeah,
no. She was in Old Boy, the
US. Oh, I do know that.
Of Old Boy.
I know that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that was Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, and...
The one that played Whiplash.
The one that played Whiplash. I feel like you're getting...
Mickey Rourke. He was in Old Boy.
Are you talking about, like, proper Old Boy, or are you talking about the US... version? Because Mickey Rourke,
the remake,
he is not in
Because original Old Boy was a Japanese thing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and the Old Boy that I'm talking about, it was directed by Spike Lee, has Josh Brolin, Elizabeth Olsen, Samuel L. Jackson. Even has Rami Malek in it, which is kind of weird.
Oh,
oh my god, it's got Lance Reddick in it. You know the guy from John Wick, the receptionist, the concierge guy.
I've never seen John Wick.
You're fucking unbelievable. Anyway, he was also in The Wire and shit. Anyway, we have gone completely off topic. Yeah.
We have.
Kind of.
WandaVision's good.
WandaVision is fucking good.
Only halfway through-ish, kind of.
I honestly would love, just like every now and again, we just need to talk about like. Yeah, I say we need to talk about every Marvel film or like film series, whatever, you know, like the Iron Man's, etc. Yeah. But then when you talk about one, you always end up having to talk about the others. So like, and but saying that, we couldn't do like a Marvel episode. It would be like 4 hours long trying to talk about like each film and how they all come together.
And or we do a speed run and give ourselves like a minute to talk about each film in the MCU.
A minute,
yeah.
That'd be,
but then we have to say the important stuff.
That's just, yeah. I mean, we could
try it at least. I mean, it'd only take what 26 minutes to make. So if it goes down the drain, it's not a lot
we'd,
of time.
It'd be like it. That's the thing we'd have to like rehearse, you know?
No.
Yeah, no, it would, because think about it, in a minute, you can't just like off the top of your head sum up the film
minute
in
each.
A good way.
Minute each.
So 2 minutes per film.
2 minutes per film. You get a minute, I'll get a minute. We chat.
I would argue that it's more stuff. Just like 2 minutes to talk about that one film rather than like 1 minute for you to talk about the film.
But then we're
going to
struggle, aren't we, with talking over each other? What aren't we? Because
no,
then
we can have a conversation.
No.
See, we failed already because it just went silent after.
Well, we're not actually doing it right now, are we?
No, I know, but it was just a fucking. Fuck you, Matt. Ah, God. Ow.
Karma.
Yeah, fuck you. Right. WandaVision's epic.
It is.
And we get to enjoy it for another... Oh, wait, what day is it today? Monday.
First
so we get to enjoy it for another...
February.
We get to enjoy it for another 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be in 5 weeks' time? Holy shit, it'd be March.
Yep, I'll be 21 by then.
That's fucking epic, dude. We just passed my birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday.
But it's gone. So
it's gone.
Yeah, no one cares.
Or if I say happy birthday now, am I late or very early?
Fuck off. You're late. That's my... Did you catch it?
Nope.
Because of the low frame rate of your camera, it looked like you caught it.
Watch this.
That was awesome. It was like a ray of skin colour.
Spacebar doesn't turn off my camera anymore.
I don't know how you do that. I don't know what that is. Stop. Okay. Well, look. If there's no more to add about WandaVision, we can come to a little close. A little
I think that'd
close.
Be great. Because
think,
there is RP to be done.
Yeah, we'll do the second part. In roughly 5 to 6 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Where we talk about the rest of WandaVision. Hopefully, at some point, there is a Mandalorian episode out.
Yeah.
And then we need an episode with Will. So these are on the cards. We don't know if they're on the table. And that's pretty much it. So please fucking subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Like the video. Share it with your mates. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. If you're listening on Spotify, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And yeah, also follow us on Twitch. Almost forgot about that one. Follow us on Twitch. We're just streaming like a bunch of random games. Sometimes it'll be just me. Sometimes it's both of us. Sometimes it's Minecraft, GTA. Who the fuck knows? We're figuring it out. We're new to this. So yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Usually you specifically requested last time that you get to say fair enough. And I gave you the perfect opportunity. Thank you.
Great job. Fair enough.
See you around.